This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
In Luke chapter 5, Jesus finishes his teaching and takes his disciples fishing. I'm not much for fishing, but I would have loved to go fishing with Jesus. When Jesus told Peter to let down his nets, Peter complained. He had fished that spot all night without a nibble, but at the word of Jesus, he gave it a try. To Peter's surprise, the nets were full. Peter had caught a school and been to school. When it comes to catching men, we can toil all night without a nibble. We can waste time and effort and burn ourselves out unless we learn to trust Jesus to direct our nets. The next two miracles show Jesus' willingness to heal and his power to forgive. Matthew was the prototype of the person Jesus specialized in reaching. Jesus came to call self-assessed sinners, not self-obsessed saints. As the public attention grew, Jesus was careful to keep his attention on God. Quiet places and private prayers became a regular hangout. Where have you been hanging out? Judaism was an old wineskin. It had become a brittle, unbending, religious infrastructure that could contain the status quo, but not the Spirit of God. The Spirit is like a new wine, always moving, growing, expanding. To this day, tired traditional church blueprints are the number one enemy to the work of the Spirit. If we want the Spirit to live in our churches, we must value flexibility over formality. Remember the last words of a dead church. We've always done it this way.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.